a brief break in the working day. So once again, I've nipped out to watch some cricket. So I'm at the Oval and watching Surrey against Yorkshire Carnegie as a wheelie bin goes past me. I don't know quite why they're called Yorkshire Carnegie, but they are anyway. I was quite disappointed not to see Motson and Byers at the crease for Yorkshire. But instead we have quite a large crowd here today, certainly more than yesterday for against Sussex, although not all the kids are in. I don't know quite why it is. Maybe it's a lot of Yorkshire folk living in London have turned out to watch Yorkshire. So Surrey batted first and had a very impressive 329 for 8. Much of that was down to Scott Newman, who hit a career best, 100 and something. My notes get a bit scrawled here. I think it might have been around 177. But anyway, it's all really a bit too late for Surrey. We lost our first three matches in this Friends Provident Trophy competition, and so have no chance of qualifying for the quarterfinal stages. But Newman, it was a fine knock. He got a standing ovation, even from all the Yorkshiremen in the crowd. And other things really to mention is just the music here in this one-day competition. This isn't a TV match. The people that are here are cricket balls like myself. There's no need at all to hype it up. But you get all sorts of nonsense played, like Opus, Life is Life, a bit of EMF, a bit of Lenny Kravitz, and it just makes no sense whatsoever. There's some goths here, some cricket goths. What is that all about? Cricket goths in the crowd. Not only kind of goths, they're like balding, kind of pale face goths. I don't think they appreciated Opus and Life is Life either. We're sitting around some fairly vocal Yorkshire fellas, and we had a bit of a Mexican standoff, or even a Yorkshire standoff, with a People's Republic of Yorkshire flag that was draped over the advertising boards. One particular of these Yorkshire fellas almost got thrown out by a steward, and his like final line was, "Ye lad, I've been thrown out worse grounds than thee." I thought that was doing the Oval quite a disservice. And there's also some Surrey old boys that are sitting around us, and the conversation somehow got onto Croydon ladyboys, and I just really picked up on the end of that conversation. I don't know quite where it was going, but I'm intrigued to find out more. I might go and find out our cricket goths and see if they can maybe elaborate. So the score currently, well, Yorkshire are on 112 for 3, chasing down Surrey's 329 for 8. And always a pleasure to see Michael Vaughan, the vicar's son, at the crease here at the Oval. Vaughan is on 44, trying to get back his England jersey. It's not going to happen, Michael. Number 3, Bapara's got it firmly nailed down. But he's on 44, going fine, doing the business. So it looks like here we should have play going through, I'd say till around 6:30 or so. And don't forget, around 4:00, which has just gone by now, you can get in here for free. So if you're going to finish work early, if we're passing through the area, it's worth calling into the Oval to catch the tail end of the cricket. So Yorkshire 114 for 3, chasing down Surrey's 329 for 8. Come on the Ree. I'm off to find some goths and some ladyboys.